My daughter saw me grab the tissues, and Jordan whispers, "What does this mean?" I watched Louis Giglio this week as he presented his talk, the one that we're going to be talking about today. And, you know, I was interested and drawn into what he said. And he wasn't able to complete today's topic, so he's extending it into almost two talks. And the talk that I watched was an hour and 5 minutes long. And I'm not going to do that to you today. Yeah, I'm not going to do that to you today. The reality is we're talking about relationships. And the topic he was talking about is about dating, but not about dating. What he was talking about, you know, how we get focused on finding love, on looking for love and wanting our life partner, and so much of what we look at is out there. And what we're supposed to do, he believes, and I agree with, is rather than look for somebody to love, become the somebody to love. What we can control is here, not out there. And it seems as though everything around us lines up with the world's view of what finding someone means. The world tells us how we look is important, tells us what we have is important, tells us all these things, but not ultimately the condition of our heart. I think that that's an important piece. And so I took a lot of notes. I wrote a lot of things. I've got some funny stories to share. But I'm not sure I'm going to open that. I mean, the verse is amazing, and I want to share that with you. But understanding where we are today as a church family, as people that are here visiting, what I know from my seat in this family is that there are family members that we love struggling to defeat cancer. And it's hard. And it's scary. There are people in our family that have experienced loss beyond what we're supposed to be able to bear. Bigger than us. The stuff that we have to rely on God for. The things that make us question everything. That can cloud sometimes the fact that I stand up here and say we have a loving Heavenly Father. And some of your looks say to me, prove it. I don't see it. It's not my experience. If he was loving, why did this election happen? Right? And there is energy and anxiousness and hurt and fear, and hope is there somewhere, sometimes. But where is it? What are we holding on to? And so I'm supposed to talk about dating. You know, that's what this relatable series, this is the week on dating. And it's great. You know, I've got two things to say on it. If you're still waiting for the right person, And you're looking and hoping and your heart is just ready for that, be patient. Look around at the good that's in your world. If you're married, stop looking. All right? I think that's in the Bible somewhere too. If you're married, stop looking. All right? And look around at the good that you have, right? Amen. Okay? Look around at the good that you have. I'm just going to skip to where the verse is. One page, two page, three page, four page. Just kidding. This is Jesus. All right? He's talking, and it's a really long sermon, and the guy could talk. Yeah, but people appreciated because he was speaking words like God could speak, and so I am not him. And so I understand that if I go long, it's me going long, it's not God. But these are Jesus' words. And I just want to let them resonate today. And so we'll kind of read them together if we can. We're in Matthew. This is chapter 6, verses 25 and 27 to start. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" I've been in Nicaragua early morning by myself on the edge of a lake. And as the sun comes up, it lights the mountains on the other side. And sitting there thinking how peaceful this would be if it wasn't for all these birds making such a racket. It is so loud. And I don't know what kind of birds they are, but it's like they're in a war. It's like there's a pep rally going on, and they're trying to see, you know, "We got spirit, how about you?" They're having this battle back and forth, and it's just loud and loud and loud, and I'm going, I want it to be quiet, and not appreciating at all what the beauty was around me. And so as I was reading this verse, I'm thinking, huh, I wonder if where they were by the lake, if there was a lot of birds and there's a lot of racket. And so he's saying, you know, see all these birds? You hear all those birds? You think that they worry about tomorrow? You think that they carry the weight of any of the stuff that you carry? No. God provides for their every need. And let me tell you this. You are much more valuable than they. The weight that we carry, rooted in love, it's rooted in love. We worry about those that we love. We hate, strong word, that they're sick. We would do anything to take it away. We would. We worry because we don't want more pain for them. We want less. We don't want the worst case scenario. We want best case scenario. We want healing and we want them to be whole. And so is it bad to worry? I don't know. But I do know, as far as how they are valued and how they are loved, they are valued and they are loved. And the same is true for you. The same is true for you. The question that I'm looking to answer with this is why do we worry? What does it mean when we worry, and why do we worry? And I just want to read this verse. This is Matthew 6. It's continuing now in 25 through 27. And it says these words. Am I at the right place? Not even close. Oh, I am. Yeah, 28 to 30. "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?" So have you ever been slapped by God? That was me this week. That was me this week. I had the privilege of visiting with my friends, my oncologists, and they're of opposing views. Hence, what does that mean? One is hopeful and in the category that it's most likely not cancer that's still all through me. The other has an opposing view that not only is it not the good news, it's DEFCON like 5 news that's it's hard. But we don't know. We can't know until more tests, more this, more that. The reality is, we'll pray. Give me 1 second. Let me get this out, or I won't get it out, and then we'll pray. We'll do that. I'm not slapped because I'm scared. I'm not slapped because I'm worried about tests and the things I have to do. I'm not worried about pain. I'm not worried. I don't like the weight of this on everybody. I don't like being somebody that people worry about. I don't want to be that. I don't want this to be the story of this church, and I hate that it is. I'm sorry. But was that me this week? Me of little faith. And let me tell you, God is good. Let me tell you that He is faithful. Let me tell you that I know that He is doing good and will do good, and regardless of what doctors say and any of those things, I am loved. And I will pray. Can we pray now? Lord, the right response is exactly what they say. Let's stop and let's pray. I'm thinking of those in our church family that are in harm's way with health and cancer. I'm thinking of our church where people are mourning loss so deep and so heavy. How can we read these words, ye of little faith? I'm sorry for my response that was not that. The response that was, oh no. Lord, I know you love, you care, you provide. And these words this week are meant for all of us. I pray beyond what I prayed before that I don't want this to be my story. I don't want people to know that I'm sick. Lord, I don't want to be sick. I want to be whole. And I want that for the Lindsays and everybody in our midst, Lord. Let's pray for and desire healing. With that being said, Lord, let us live like we're living. Let us love like we've been loved. Let us honor you with all that we do. And Lord, I pray that my faith continues to grow. And that as a church, what we experience through hardship and blessing allows us to see you differently. See you better, and not only that, understand you more. I love you and thank you for all you've done. Thank you for listening to my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Now's the time. All of you, if you can hear me, if you are willing to come forward. And this is where our service begins and ends. We are going to be praying. Father in heaven, you have for weeks for weeks and weeks, Lord, you have been using this man to teach us how to relate to you, how to relate to each other. And Lord, we stand here this morning that this is testimony of your answering our prayers, that we are learning to relate to each other, that we are learning to share our most intimate fears and frustrations and anxieties. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to love each other and how to love our pastor, how to pray for each other, how to trust each other. Lord, we just continue to pray that you will show all of us in this church family how to relate to each other in a deeper and more intimate way. I pray, Lord, that you give us all the desire, just a desire that never goes away, Lord, to get to know each other, to trust each other, to pray for each other. May we all, Lord, as a family, as we relate with each other and we relate to our pastor, may we continue to lift him up in prayer to you, Lord. We beg you, Lord.
Lord, I pray for a healing. I pray that all heads gathering and trusting you, you'll create a miracle healing here.
Yes.
You with you all pray for all good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Father, I ask that you forgive us our sins, forgive our sins, too,
Lord, help us to thank you no matter what happens. Help us to be grateful people with attitudes of gratitude to you.
Thank you, living God, and give the doctors the wisdom you need to make this man whole and healthy.
Lord God, you are the mighty healer. You are the holy physician. Lord, you have the power. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, heal our pastor. Lord, heal every cell in his body. We want a good report. We believe this firmly in faith. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, thank you that this is nothing more than an opportunity to be your Lord.
Yes.
Show yourself. In whatever way you choose, Lord.
Yes.
Show yourself. Lord, help us to see you more clearly. And how much you love all of us.
Oh, Father, I lift this man up to you for what he has done today. He is brave.
Yes.
And we know this is not the first fear. So thank you for that. Thank you for what you do. And I pray for us now. For you are the ultimate healer. In the Father's name we pray. Jesus, in the Son's name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord, we acknowledge you as sovereign in the universe, Lord, as King of kings and Lord of lords.
You are our strength and you are our healer, Lord. Without you, we have nothing.
Thank you, Lord, for giving comfort and strength. And I want to protect them and assist them in the work. We need them to come strong, to come safe. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you, Father, because you are here with us. And there were so more people in your name who are here.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, because you are the best doctor. And then we trust in him. And then we ask other Pastor Darren who brings to him to hear this show for blessing this show.
Yes.
And then we just, like a member, we are with him. We want to know everybody is a pastor and you know better, Lord. And we just put him and his family in your hands. And you, Señor, with faith, we pray, Lord, you are going to heal him and then you are going to do the best, Señor, for him and for his family, Señor. Thank you, Lord, again, and then we trust in you with our heart and then we worship you because you are our God, you are our Father. our friend, our doctor. You are not listening to our needs, Lord. Thank you so much for this blessing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Dear Lord, thank you today, and I pray that Pastor Dan will be healed. Now I pray that the doctors will know what to do, and that will go away as soon as you want it to.
Let us not worry and continue to pray.
Father, I just thank you for your spirit moving today, bringing unity to us in a whole new way. I thank you that there's so many here to support Darren, and it's all because of your spirit in us that we can love him that way. And I pray that he does feel that love, and that in itself will bring peace. And thank you.
Father God, the amount of breakthrough that's happened in this church since Pastor Darren's arrival has been breathtaking to be a part of, God. I'm just so thankful for this body, God. I'm thankful for our pastor, God. You brought him here at a time that was sorely needed, God. And I just looked you up, God, and I looked him up, God. But you just wrap him up in your arms right now, Lord, that you embrace his family. God, that you shower them with the love and the peace and the strength that they need. God, and that you embrace us as a church as we stand beside him. God, that you give us the strength and the peace. God, and just love on the church, love on Pastor Darren, love on himself. And the only way that makes sense is when you let us be heard. God, you are amazing. You are in a great position. God, we declare healing. In the name of Jesus.
Spirit of fear, fear of Jesus' name. And we ask you to keep the head of the church. Can you help us?
Yes.
I pray that next today, God remains will be around the pastor and his family and comfort them and protect them.
Lord, I lift up Pastor Lee. I thank you for his witness. Thank you for the testimony. So thank you for the good work that you are doing through him. And Lord, we all come humbly before you this morning and ask that you would have a cleansing through his system, God, the healing of his body, the comfort through his mind and his heart. But we ask for his healing. And we ask that it would be for a great witness for what you're capable of, and what you do.
Praise you, Jesus.
God, I pray that it would be something that is staggering to the doctor of God, and that it is a season of joy. God, we trust you. We know that you are capable of these things.
Yes.
And so we claim it in your name.
Yes.
We claim it in your name.
Yes. Jesus.
You tell us to ask what we desire. And if it's in your will, according to your will, you will grant it, God.
Yes.
We ask that this would be according to your will.
Yes.
And we pray, God, that we will be able to rejoice. And it would be just for a great witness. We love you. And we just lay this at your feet. We give it to you. We ask that you take it into your hands. We know that you are at work in this situation. And it would be something that you are using, God. So thank you for that.
Yes.
But God, I pray that it would not be overly difficult for this family, God. I pray Darren is so good, and he's so faithful, and he's been so faithful to be used by you, and he's just allowed himself to go when you call him, and to be used in any way that you have asked him, Lord.
Look upon him with favor today, God. Look upon him with favor. And bring a healing to his body. May it wash over him, God, and may it be a beautiful, beautiful
testament to you.
Yes, yes. For what you are, who you are, and what you do. You are good. You are good. We love you, and we're thankful that you are at work in us. And we plan to come in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Did I hear your father say it's done? Thank you, Lord.
Why, thank you.
You're a really good pastor.
Thanks.
Decide how you want to end this now.
Okay. Worship team, actually, if you could come on up. I still have an hour left in his sermon, so there's no way we can do that. But this is where the verses go today, and let me tell you that after the slap, and it was a good thing. It was a great thing. As I did the study this week, and as I spent time this week, and I ended here. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble, and that's true. Each day is plenty good for me. But let us together seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Job one. And really that's the point of the whole sermon, is right there. No matter what your relationship, no matter what your need, no matter where you are, stay here. Seek. God is good. That was the harder path for me, just so you know. That was not the easier way. But thank you. And I think that God's script for today was better than my own. And that plays out in life, right? That plays out in life all around. We do not understand his ways. Thank you for your love and your care. But let's continue to pray for all here that have need. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for caring for those loud birds. And thank you for caring for me. And for everyone here, and those that we love and care for. And Lord, it goes on and on and on. I just can't fathom the depths of your love and care, but I'm grateful and thankful. Lord, heal in relationships today, heal in sickness today, give hope where hope is needed. Bless these people with your love. I pray this in Jesus' name. Thank you very much, people. There is tacos downstairs. I'm not sure how many we have, but hey, let's go get some tacos and hang out.